Hello and welcome, everybody. This is the Thursday Q&A call. Ask a coach, get started, go deeper. My name is Annika Konstantin, and on behalf of the Healing Coach family, I welcome everybody to this call. Today is May the 6th, 2021. It is now 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and everything on this call is being recorded. The recording is available to registered members as a download from our website, dralexanderlloyd.com, under resources. Before we get started today, I want to give our disclaimer. This presentation is for educational and informational purposes only. Since we're going to be talking about the issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand that this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in this presentation is the opinion of myself, Annika Konstantin. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns that you may have. The main purpose of this call is to answer questions about doing the Healing Coach process. Uncertainty about doing it right will slow down your progress. Your questions often serve the needs of others on this call or people who will listen to the recording at a later time. So today, we're asking those of you who are uncertain about part of the Healing Coach process to ask questions. Another purpose is to validate people who want to tell us of their successes using the codes, because these stories encourage you as you do this work. When you hear other people describe their own efforts, challenges, and successes, you can more easily form pictures of your own healing journey. Now, if you dial in from your phone or the web call, you can hit star 2 on your keypad, and that will raise your hand on my computer screen, and then I will unmute you, and you can ask your question or make a comment. And I will call it the last 4 digits of your phone number, so you will know that your mic is open. If you would like to submit your question in written form, you can do that as well if you're with us on the webcast. You should see a checkbox, and you can just type in your question and press submit, and then your question will appear here on my computer screen. Now, before we move on to the Q&A part of today's call, which of course is the main part of the call, we want to give you an opportunity to do a universal healing code together as a group. So I would like to guide you through a few simple steps in order for you to address a particular issue that you may have. It could be something that you've already been working on with the Healing Code or Trilogy or perhaps memory engineering for some time, or it could also be something that is just currently bothering you right now or just came up today. So just decide spontaneously which issue, if any, you would like to address. If there's nothing in particular that comes to mind, you can of course also just use this process that we're going to be doing together to just receive any type of healing that you desire without having a specific issue to address. So whatever feels most comfortable to you. Now, for those of you who have an issue that you would like to address, I will guide you through a few steps right now. You can rate your issue on a scale from 0 to 10 just to see how strong it is, how much it bothers you. And once you've rated it on a scale from 0 to 10, ask yourself how that issue makes you feel. So we're talking about an emotion, a negative emotion or belief or thought. It could be worry, it could be fear, it could be anger, it could be discouragement, it could be low self-worth, it could be pretty much anything. So whatever pops up for you spontaneously right now when you think of that issue. And you may want to keep track of those emotions or even write them down. And then just rate the emotional content of the issue on a scale again from 0 to 10. How strong is the negative impact of that? How strong is that negative emotion or belief when you think of it? And of course, it could be several. Now, once you've done that, we can go a step further And you can ask yourself, when you think of the negative emotion or emotions slash belief or beliefs, is there any memory that comes up when you think of that? So we're checking to see if perhaps we can remember an earlier time in our lives when we've dealt with the same set of internal issues. So for example, if you're feeling fearful about a specific issue, you can ask yourself if there's any memory popping up regarding feeling fearful. And it doesn't have to be related to the same external circumstance or even issue. We're just really looking for similarity in feeling. Now, if anything pops up, I would like to encourage you to include that in your prayer. If nothing pops up, don't worry about it. Just ask in your prayer that all memories that are connected to this issue be found and healed for you. All right, so those were the steps. I'm going to give you a moment to say a prayer of your heart, and then I'm going to guide you in the healing code, the universal healing code, and I will also guide you in a simple prayer before we get started. If you haven't finished your prayer, you may, of course, continue even while you do the healing code. In any case, I would like to encourage you to just relax while we do the healing code together. You may focus on a love picture. You may focus on a truth focus statement. You may just focus on your breath. You may just kind of dive into a beautiful feeling that you can capture. It could be something imagined. It could be something real, something you've experienced already in your life. Or it could just really be an emotion that you would like to focus on. So whatever feels natural to you right now is wonderful. You can, of course, also switch back and forth between different things. In any case, the objective is for us to just be as relaxed as possible and to not try to make things happen, but to allow them to happen. All right. Dear God, I pray that all known and unknown and negative images, unhealthy beliefs, destructive cellular memories, and all physical issues related to, now state your problem or issue, would be found, opened, and healed by filling me with the light, life, and love of God. I also pray that the effectiveness of this healing be increased by 100 times or more. Amen. All right, first position, both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, Adam's apple. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, jaws. Both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Okay, and you may rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands one more time over the middle of your chest and just process. If you'd like, you could say a prayer of gratitude or just allow that healing to fill every single part of you, every single memory of your life, every thought, every belief, each and everything that you would like to see healed as well. and just allow to process one more time. If you have some water handy, you may drink some water. All right. Well, it's a pleasure to be with you all tonight. I hope everybody's doing well. Again, my name is Annika Constantine. I'm a certified healing coach practitioner. I am also a certified trilogy practitioner or coach. And I'm here today to help you with any questions, concerns, or comments you may have. You can, of course, always share positive experiences you may have had. You can also share questions, whatever your heart's desire, anything I can help you with. I'm very happy to help. If you would like to raise your hand to say something and to ask your question, you can do so by pressing star 2 on your keypad, which will unmute, which will raise your hand, and I will then unmute your line. If you are with us on the web call, you can just press on the button that says raise hand. You should see a little hand symbol. Just press that and you should hear the computer, a computer voice telling you that your hand has been raised. Same for the phone as well. And if you would like to submit a question in a written form, you can do so as well. If you're on the webcast, you should see a little chat box. And in that chat box, you can type in your question and press submit. And I will then see your question here on my screen. All right, I'm going to see if we have any questions. Anybody who's raised their hand? All right, so we have a caller who raised her hand ending in 5446. 5446, I'm going to open your line. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Patricia. Hi, Annika. How are you?
Hi, Patricia. I'm well. How about you?
I'm well, thanks. I just wanted to share my weekly coding experience. You know, I'm going through the 12 categories and in order, and this week was trust. And I initially didn't know what in the world I would need to code for trust for. I mean, I've done it before, but I'm doing that on a deeper level now that I'm spending a whole week on each code. So it kind of forces you to sit there and look at things, you know, especially since I do them with a book of guided meditations, one line for each position and some beautiful music in the background and an affirmation. Well, the guided meditation consists of affirmations, actually, related to my belief system. So I realized when I was doing it, you know, when you're doing the codes, I don't want to use the term, it slows down your thinking, but it allows you to look at what you are thinking is what it does. Yeah. And so I realized that in my life, there were many instances where I did not go ahead with a choice. I took an easier choice rather than taking a risk because I didn't trust that it would be okay. I didn't trust God. You know, I didn't trust the goodness of a positive outcome, just to know that things would be fine. And I never realized that, you know, that I was really, a lot of my actions in life were based on distrust. And that is one of the things that the code addresses the healing of, the trust code. So I was very grateful to have that insight. So I've been, today's the last day of doing that because I change on, you know, Thursday night is like, I wind it up with our call. And then but last week you and I talked about my doing it twice a day, and I am doing, right. A progress report. I am doing it twice now. The reward for watching my fun video at night, I get the reward of that by doing the code first.
Right.
So I don't let myself do it until I've coded in the night. I can't call it evening by the time I do it. It's night.
Right.
So I'll trust one more time tonight, and then I'll watch my show, and then I'll start tomorrow with, I think, Humility Comes Next. But anyway, I was very grateful for that insight about my attitude about trust and that it hasn't really been there. And now, so maybe, having coded all week on trust, I can only trust that it is better now. But, yeah, we'll see. You know, life gives you these opportunities and to find out. So I just wanted to share those two things. I'm grateful that for your suggestion of last week that, you know, since
wonderful.
I was watching. Yeah. And I wasn't quite on the level of doing it just before I go to bed, doing the coding then, because I go to sleep watching these shows.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I get the coding, the second session of coding in. So that mm-hmm. something is better than nothing. And I think you had suggested doing it in a simpler way, the evening session, and I tried that.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't quite doing it for me because I realized that part of what's really the healing process for me is saying my, well, Dr. Alex calls them truth-focused statements.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I suppose I do. I use affirmations. For me, I believe them. So mm-hmm. it is for me a truth-focused statement, even though they're more commonly known as, well, affirmative declarations of
mm-hmm.
good. So
right.
that part is a very important part for me. And that's what this book of guided meditations helps me along with. They have sentences that you can say. And
mm-hmm.
that is sort of an integral part. So far I'm kind of almost doing it the same way. Maybe I'm not. I start the whole thing with first the prayer, of course. Then I have an overriding affirmation for the whole thing. And then which I say in between every few lines of the guided meditation. So it'll... because I want to keep reminding myself of the code itself, that it's for whatever category it's for. So I'll say my affirmation regarding the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll read the lines of the guided meditation. Every few lines I'll repeat that main affirmation about the truth or whatever category it is. So it does kind of take a while, but again, I'm so grateful that I'm not as impatient about the whole process as I would have been at one time. Part of that reason is because I am retired and I do have the time to do it in the day. I'm not rushed. It's not like I only have a weekend of, you know, 2 days to do what I want. It's not like that anymore. So I have no excuse to not spend a generous amount of time each day. And I'm finding that once I get going on a code, it takes me to a different place. It's like a place where there... boredom isn't a part of the equation at all anymore.
Mm.
It's because I'm living the feelings of I'm going into this land of reality, really, of actuality, of where we actually live. So it's very valuable to me to do these codes. I'm so, so grateful that Dr. Alex heard the call and obeyed and wrote them down and shared them with everybody. This is really my path, and I'm just tremendously grateful for it. So that's basically what I wanted to share.
Wow. Well, thank you so much for sharing that, Patricia, and I'm so happy. That just sounds really, really wonderful. And yay. Awesome. I'm very happy.
Thanks, Annika. Thanks for what you're doing, hosting it faithfully. And that's tremendous.
My pleasure.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any questions today, Patricia, or you just wanted to share?
Not at the moment, but if I think of something, I'll press star 2 again.
All right. Thank you so much.
Right. You're welcome.
Okay. Closing Patricia's line. And we have another caller whose number ends in 5920. 5920. I'm going to open your line. Hello. Who am I speaking with? Hello? Your line is open. All right, I do not hear anybody on the other line, so I'm going to close your line again. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, I'm Lori's husband.
Oh, hello.
I know that there's been a lot of people doing codes for and praying for Lori, and
mm-hmm.
thought we should just give you an update. She is in the hospital now. They've been running tests,
mm-hmm.
and they've been basically ruling everything out and can't seem to find any cause.
Mm-hmm.
So she was wondering, how do we proceed with healing codes on the lymphedema? issue and the emotions that go along with that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that she's in the hospital. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name. What was your name?
I'm Jim.
Jim, nice to meet you. So she has, so your question was how you should proceed with the healing code regarding her condition currently.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what are her symptoms specifically? Do you know?
Well, the primary one is lymphedema.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of swelling that goes with it, and pain, and so there's a lot of physical things going on. But there's also the emotions. She's had a lot of traumatic experiences in the past in the hospital, and
mm-hmm.
being there was very traumatic for her as well, emotionally.
Yeah. I'm so sorry to hear that. I really hope she recuperates and that she does better very soon. I'm just going to check quickly for you as far as lymphedema is concerned to see which category would be most effective in this case. And, of course, what we could do before we close our call today, we could do a code for Lori. I would love to do that so we can, you know, pray for her as a group and just lift her up with our healing code. And if you stay in the call, perhaps you would like to write this call down, or you can also go to the Alexander Lloyd page afterwards and just listen to the recording again, and you can absolutely use the code that we're gonna do today for her. So
yeah, I do have a pen here ready. Thanks.
All right, wonderful. Just gonna check quickly. Was it lymphoma or no? Could you tell me again what symptom she has again? I'm sorry.
Lymphedema and swelling.
Okay, lymphedema.
And a lot of fluid retention.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the abdomen area is the worst right now.
But
in the leg,
right.
Normal place too.
Okay, just give me 1 second, please.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
All right, so this would definitely be part of the lymphatic system.
Yeah.
I'm going to go check. So the lymphatic system specifically is connected to the humility category, which is the 11th category. And the humility category a lot of times is very, you know, misunderstood by us. It's not necessarily just about being humble. It's actually about knowing the truth about herself. So for Lori, that would mean that she knows that she's worthy and special and wonderful just the way she is, without feeling the need to compare herself to others or to feel inferior or even perhaps at times superior. So it's kind of that, you know, very balanced self-image, but it's especially connected to her self-worth and self-confidence. So that would be the humility category, and I would recommend that she does that category, or that you all as a family work on that category and just ask that any of the symptoms connected to that, to those issues. And you don't even have to get very specific with the heart issues there, but just I would definitely focus on that category first and foremost for her symptoms.
Okay.
Mhm. All right. Is there any other question that we can help you with for Lori?
Not at the moment. think.
All right. All right, Jim. We're definitely going to, I'm going to do a code for her once we do not have any more questions. And you can use that code for her as well on top of, if you would like to, I think you have the manual. So if you would like to work on the humility category as well, you can do that. And you can also use the code that we're going to do together right now as a group.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Jim. And all the best to Lori. My regards to her, please.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. So I'm going to mute Jim's line. And I'm going to see if we have any other question. All right, so it does not seem like we have any other question at the moment. So what I would like to do, and I would encourage everybody to be part of this, and I would love to do a healing code right now for Lori and to support her in her recuperation and just feeling better, and especially, of course, for any of the heart issues connected to her physical symptoms to be healed. Now, I would love for you guys to just keep her in your heart right now and think of her and send her all your love. And I'm going to say a quick prayer for Lori, and then we're going to do a healing code together. It's going to consist of the healing code, the universal healing code positions that we just went through together. And it's also going to include some of the healing codes two positions, which I'm just going to explain briefly right now for those of you who may not know or who may not be familiar with the healing code two positions. With the healing code two, we actually touch the healing areas or centers that we're going to activate. I'm just going to explain what they are. So we have one healing center called brainstem, which is the part in the back of your neck, which is right underneath the skull, where you should feel like a little dent. Again, it goes inside. It's like a little like a little part where, you know, you may feel the hardness of your skull, and right under it you may feel an area that's a little bit softer. So right there is the position brainstem. And what you can do is you can stimulate that area either with your fingertips by placing your fingertips lightly on that area, or you may also just put your hand, the palm of your hand onto that position. Now, if we use both hands to activate, you can either just place one hand on top of the other, or you can just put both fingertips onto that area, just as we would with the healing code. The only difference is that we are actually touching that area. Then we have an area called the prefrontal cortex, which is in the middle of our forehead. You know the bridge position from the healing code. This would be, I would say, about a little bit less than an inch up, or 2 to 3 centimeters up. And pretty much in the middle of your forehead, we have the prefrontal cortex. And again, we can activate the position either with both with either palm of the hand or both palms of the hand, or with the fingertips by just placing them lightly onto that position. It would be pretty much the middle of your forehead. And then we have a position which we simply call the belly, which is right underneath the belly button. And here we always activate that position by placing the left or right hand or both hands with the palm down onto that area. And it can be on top of your clothes. You do not have to remove your clothes to hold that position. And then we have a position called area of pain, which, when I say area of pain, what you will do is place the palm of your hand on an area where you feel pain, discomfort, or perhaps on an area in your body where you have physical issues. For example, you may not actually feel a pain, but if you know by your doctor that you have some digestive issues, but you're not actually experiencing any at the moment, you can still place your hand or your hands over that area, depending which is affected. If you have an area of pain which is hard to reach or is uncomfortable to touch, you can also just place both hands on the belly while we hold that position. So those would be the Healing Codes 2 positions. In that case, it means that we actually touch the positions. If I say Healing Code 1, we do not touch. We have a little bit of a distance between our fingertips and the actual healing centers. All right, so I hope everybody's sitting in a comfortable position or laying down, whatever feels most comfortable to you. And I'm going to say a prayer for Lori, and then we're going to go and perform a healing code for her. Dear God, I lift Lori up in prayer right now, and I pray that she be filled with your love and your light and your life. And I pray that anything that is leading to these symptoms right now and that have her physically unwell, I pray for those heart issues and all those cellular memories that are connected to these symptoms, for them to be found and open and healed. And I pray that she may now be filled with your unconditional and infinite love. And I pray that the love that we have for her and that she's part of our circle right now, I pray that this love may be extended to her as well, to its full extent. And I pray that she be lifted up and carried by that love that we have for her. And I pray that we continue to be connected to her in these upcoming days, and that she may experience wonderful and deep healing, and for her to be completely healed of all these things that are bothering her and the things that keep her unwell and that keep her from feeling this wonderful peace and this wonderful love, and for her to have peace and trust that everything is going to be okay and that she is going to be okay. I thank you for this healing, and I thank you for the opportunity to come together right now for Lori. And I pray this in gratitude and truth and in love for Lori. All right, everybody. Let's get started with Healing Code 1, both hands, temples. Both hands, temples. Healing Code 2, left hand brainstem, right hand prefrontal cortex. Left hand brainstem, right hand prefrontal cortex. Healing Code 1, left hand Adam's apple, right hand bridge. Left hand Adam's apple, right hand bridge. Healing code 2, let's place both hands on the belly, underneath the belly button. Both hands on the belly. Healing code 1, both hands bridge, both hands bridge. Healing code 1, left hand temple, right hand jaw. Left hand temple, right hand jaw. Healing code 2, right hand prefrontal cortex, and you can rest your, left hand prefrontal cortex, and you can rest your right hand. You can just place in your lap if you'd like. Left hand prefrontal cortex. Healing code 2, left hand brainstem, right hand belly. Left hand brainstem, right hand belly. All right, and you can rest your arms. If you'd like, you can place both hands again over the middle of your chest, over your heart center. And we release this healing to you, Lori, in truth and in love for your highest good. All right. Lori, I hope and we all hope that you feel better and get better very, very soon. We're going to be praying for you, and I hope that you'll feel the effect of this healing code very soon as well. All right, so we have a bit more time for more questions. If anybody would like to raise your hand again, you can press star 2 on your keypad, or if you are on the web call, you can just press the raise hand button that you see there. Or, of course, you can always submit your question in written form via the chat box. Okay, everybody. So I think we do not have any more questions. So I would like to end our call for today. I wish everybody a blessed night or day, depending on where you are listening from. And we are going to be here again next Thursday, which will be May 13th at the same time at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. God bless all of you. I'm going to open the lines if you'd like to say goodbye. Have a wonderful evening. Bye-bye.
Bye, and thank you very much. And I will be doing the code for Lori this week. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye now, and thank you. Okay, bye.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye.